ما وين تون الجماعة السنة دخلت between a شير and a ابد لا شير and ابد انا ابد and ابد اصوي بيتكي يجمي جايبه فبن كوخيس and a شير you can't be جايبه فبن كوخيس Remember, we explained the reason why you are goyver from the kuchos, even though you hold shibud alav d'orais, even though you hold it, there's no automatic right to claim. The reason is because the kuchos did something wrong. What did they do? They were chutzlik. They heard that this eved had an akoil to be a shibud, and they nevertheless went and bought it. So they were wrong. They had this chutzlik, the rosh of tesis, the mabasa. And therefore, we penalize them and they say, if you bought the Eved, you have to give it over to the Malve. But that should only be for the Kuchis. It shouldn't be for the Yusayim. Yusayim didn't do anything wrong. So since Shibud al Abdur, I said, halacha should be that you should be able to claim the Yusayim should be able to keep the Eved. That's what it should be. Right? Says Taisus, no. Since the halacha, this sounds a bit of an echo. Since Taisus says, since we are goyver from Kuchois, we're also goyver from Yisrael. That's the side of Taisus. Taisus said, since you're goyver from Kuchois, you're goyver from Yisrael. Why should that be? Taisus doesn't give any reason for it. The Rosh says the reason Chazal didn't want Yisrael to be better than Kuchois. Wouldn't help us that much, but that's what the Rosh says. They didn't want to make it that Yisrael had more of a right to things than the Kuchos. The Lashon of the Rosh, I'll just read that out here. Rosh, I'll read it. Don't need to run there. Lo yotzu chachomim yapis kerech Yisrael yisim kerech Kuchos v'shum dolo. Chazal didn't want to be make the kerech of Yisrael greater than the Kuchos in anything. Even though, like we explained, the reason why we penalized the Kuchos is because they did something wrong. And the Yisrael didn't do anything wrong. And that's why Rashi didn't hold like this. But Taisus, across the board, whatever's by the Kuchos is by Yisrael as well. Taisus brings a raya, midi daha. What was this raya? This is where we got stuck. What was the raya of Taisus midi daha? Midi daha ve milve bishta milve alpe. The milve bishta, what do we see? You go over from the Kuchos. Milval peh, you're not going from the Kuchos. Why should that be? Why should it be the Milval peh? You're not going to Milval Bishtar, we are going from the Kuchos. So Taisa explains Shibud alav d'oraisa. If we're going with the side of Shibud alav d'oraisa, it means that really the Malva has no right to this land. If the Loiva sold it, then it's the person who bought it. So why is it that Milval peh, the Kuchos keep it, and Milval Bishtar, the Kuchos don't? Why should that be? Oh, very good. So really, there's the Ne'ilas Delis. The Ne'ilas Delis tells me that the Loiva wouldn't want to, the Malva wouldn't want to lend. The Malva wouldn't want to lend if he knows he won't get anything back. So therefore, Chazal said that the Malva's got a right to take away land that the Lekuch is bought. Why is it only if it's Milva Bishtar and not Milva Alper? Right? There's an Ilis that it's even by Milva Alper. Why is it only by Milva Bishtar?
Because of the call, and then he would be eating his own pot.
Oh, so because, like you're saying, we have to be worried about the Pseidah of the Lukuchos. We have to worry that the Lukuchos is going to lose their money. And there's no way of them protecting themselves because there's no coil. So Milva Alper, we say you can't take it away. Milva Bishtar, because of the coil. So they could have protected themselves and they didn't. So Chazal said, he goes to the Mala. Mala can take it away. That's by Milva Mishtar, Milva Alper. Shibud al Avdur, I really don't have a right to do it. But just because we want Shalitin al Delis, we said they can. So Taisus, that shouldn't be by Yasin. Should by Seimim, that svar shouldn't apply. What svar shouldn't apply? Milva Bishtar. That what we said, Milva Bishtar, you can take away from the Yisoyim, from the Lukuchis, because Shaloitin al Deles, there's no Loitin al Deles by Yisoyim. There's no svar, a person won't lend because he thinks a person will die. That's a Gemara in Gittin, the Fnun of Adalif. The Gemara Gittin Daf Nun Amud Aleph says, if a person lends money, he doesn't expect the person who bought it, who borrowed, to die. That's not what went through his mind. And therefore, don't tell me that you could take away from your soimim, because otherwise you wouldn't have lent. Because you would never thought the guy would have died. That's not what you're... The malva who lent never dreamt that the leader is going to die. People don't think about people die. So come on. One second. Let me finish. Let me speak it through. So the malva when he lent, he definitely did not entertain a thought that the leader is going to die. And yet he lent. Very good. So if he lent and then the leader died, then you say him should get it. Because whether or not you say we should get it will not have any repercussions on whether the malva is going to lend money. That's for sure. Wait till that doesn't apply. Bishloima, that the labor will sell his property to someone else. That could be. The malva is worried that the labor is going to sell his property. And if he knows he won't be able to have any recourse, he won't have any able to get his money back, his sold it back, so then he won't lend. So then we had to institute a takana that the malva's got a right to take away from the kukris. And there's no reason to institute the malva got a right to take away from his saving. Because the person doesn't think that the leiva is going to die. Right? So Mela, why is it that you can take away from his saving? Why is it? If a malva dies, if a leiva dies, why is it the malva can take away from his saving? The star, middle of the star, you have a star, and all kinds you can take away from your sermon. Why should that be? So the answer is because Chazal didn't want to make your sermon any better than the kuchos, and just like you can take away from the kuchos, you can take away from your sermon. Even though the svara doesn't apply. Svara doesn't apply. So too, says Tosis, just like there, the svara doesn't apply. And we said the blanket rule, the kuchos, the same have the same din. So too, in our halacha, regarding a paitiki, although the svara doesn't apply, we said, Chazal don't make a difference between the kuchos and the yisayrim. In all instances, if you can take away from the kuchos, you can take away from the yisayrim as well. So far, so good. This part of Tosis was reasonably okay. Then the end of Tosis got a problem. Avol b'milvah per. Here Tosis gets into difficulties, or we got into difficulty. Tosis now, Avol b'milvah per is about 7 lines down in Tosis. Third narrow line. Avol milval per. From Avol, the big Avol, things get difficult. Avol be milval per. But, now let's get a kasha, by milval per. Why is it by milval per, you're not goyver from Yosha? Why should you not be goyver from Yosha? Avol be milval per, so he's now going to extend, explain why we are not goyver from Yosha. You would have thought, you should be goyver from Yosha. Why? Because why are you not goyver from the kuchos by milval per?
Because
there's no koil. So there's no way he could protect himself. But by Yoshim, where they don't, it's not that you spent any money, you just received it. So by Yoshim, why are you not goyver from the Yoshim? That's what Tosfos kashas. Why should you not be goyver from the Yoshim? Milval per, you should be goyver from the Yoshim. Koil and koil, no difference. You should be goyver from Yoshim. That's Tosfos kasha. Right. Excellent. That was the kasha. Mm-hmm. That's the kasha. What's bothering Tosis? We all Shibuda, Tosis is going with the tzad, Shibuda loved rice. Shibuda loved rice means that the person that bought it or the person that received the Yerusha, it's his. You have to now come up with a reason to take it away from me. If you want to take it away from the Kuchos, you have to come up with a reason why you should be able to take it away from the Kuchos. Shibuda loved rice, it's really the Kuchos. What right do you have to take away from them? The only reason why you can take it away from the kuchos is because there was a koil. Then you can take it away. But if there was no koil, then you can't take it away from the kuchos. Because it's theirs. And who are them but the Yoshim? Why should you be able to take away from the Yoshim? The only reason why you should be able to take away from the Yoshim is because Shalitin al Deles. But there's no shalitah that is by Yoshim, like we just explained. By Yoshim, a person doesn't think the person is going to die, the labor is going to die. So there's no shalitah that is. So there's no reason to take away from the Yoshim. So by Milva Bishtar, we have the Kasha. Why did you take away from the Yoshim? And the answer was, if by you take away from the Kuchit, you take away from the Yoshim. But by Milva Alper, we shouldn't have any Kasha whatsoever. Why do you not take away from the Yoshim? Why do you not take away from Yoshim by Milva Alper? Because it's theirs. It's theirs. She put it after it, it's theirs. You don't take away from the Kuchos because there's no good and it's theirs. And you don't take away from Yoshim because it's theirs. Well, why should you be able to? And Taitzin's got a whole arichas here to try and explain why you don't take away from the Kuchos. What was this from Yoshim? What Taitzin says, you don't take away from Yoshim. Why? Since we know, you remember what Taitzin spoke out? Since we know that the Malve was happy to lend even without Ashtar. So he wasn't worried about claiming from the Kuchos. So he wasn't worried about losing his money. So therefore, you can take it also away from the Yoshim. Why do you need all this? Why do you need all this? It's possible you can't take it away from the Yoshim because it's theirs.
Unless he's trying to be symmetrical. I mean, insofar as in one group, you know, when you're dealing with a case where it's written, where you have a shar, the chalach is the same, they're treated the same. So similarly, you know, when you're about that, it should be treated similarly. So he's trying to figure, although I don't know why, you still have your default position saying there's no...
That's the koshi in the Tis. This is where we got stuck last time. Yeah. We're trying to work out what was Tis bringing around from Midi Dahara. Midi Dahara, we're trying to prove that you take away from the Yoshim, even though they didn't do anything wrong. That's why you take away the Poitiki Avodim evidence of Poitiki, you take away from the Yoshim, even though you didn't do anything wrong. Just like we find that by Milva Alper Milva Bishta. Now, what do you take away from the Yoshim? So, if it's a right that you're taking away, it has to be from the case of Milva Bishta, that you take away from the Yoshim. Okay, I hear that. The good raya. You shouldn't take away from the Yoshim, like we explained on Thursday, that a person doesn't think that the labor is going to die. And therefore, the svara to take away from the kuchos doesn't apply because there's no shalitin on that list. So therefore, you should be able to keep the Yoshim, should be able to keep it, right? There's no shalitin on that list. You should be able to keep it. But yet, since Allah, you take away from the kuchos, you take away from the Yoshim as well. Gvaldi. Then what's the hemshach of Tesis? What's the hemshach? There isn't, we just said the person doesn't think the Malva is going to die. Yes, yes.
Maybe when we say that it's love, she was not the rice. So maybe that's only with regards to the kuchos. That's only supposed to be on the door is the kuchos. We don't have any discussions of shibud with regards to lending, borrowing, that applies to inheritance, to the inheritors. It's a little sibatullah. So everything we're learning out has to come from an aspect of the kuchos, a discussion there, and we have to then learn it out to the inheritance. What happens in that case when the Yoshim take possession of the property?
So what's the default? The
default is, in that case, we say shibud is not the rice. But that cloud is only pegged towards the kuchos, because that's only the Torah talks about.
And therefore,
we use that always as what we do not in Yoshim. We're learning Yoshim not from Matsuri. We're learning Yoshim not from the kuchos.
So what's the default by Yoshim?
There is no default. We don't know Shabbat. We don't know. Yoshim is, we don't know. But Matsuri, there's nothing with Matsuri that talks about a case of Yoshim getting the inheritance and it's owed to somebody else. We don't have a clarity. So we're always looking at the psukim with regards to what happens by the kuchos. And that's why we're always having to compare it. So we're looking closely, we're looking at the kuchos. What does it say about the kuchos with regards to the case of Shimon and others? When we do the kuchos case, and then we learn how to do the inheritance.
That's fair enough. But if we're going to learn that, like you say, learn from the kuchos. So we learn from the kuchos that Shimon and others. And we take away from the Lukuchos when there was a Kohen because they were Mechutzef.
Right.
So you can learn from there that when Yoshim weren't Mechutzef, you don't take away from them. They weren't Mechutzef. Their father died.
Yeah, well, we don't know what to do in that case. You always look at it like Lukuchos, compared to the Lukuchos. Everything like Lukuchos.
Even though the sword doesn't apply.
Everything. Because we have a way of knowing what they're doing.
We do. Because we see why Balakus, we remarked it, why we took it away. We see that we took it away because they were Mechutzim, like Tosis explained in Malbas. Well, that doesn't apply by Yosh. So if you work with the Svar, then why shouldn't you work with the Svar? That's the thing to discuss.
Wow.
So anyway, so you're both of you are saying in the similar kivun of Ori Mechel Yehuda Tzitzal. I never actually met him in Mechel Yehuda, but the funniest thing is I dreamt about him once.
What?
Very funny. Mamish, he was already in the
Yehuda.
Maybe, yeah. But Mamish then, he was coming out to me, and it was Mamish a very, very living dream. Why not? Something wrong to say of a dream.
Shyness,
we're going to be and
we're going to touch it in different
ways. Okay. So, anyway, so in his Sefer Minchas Yehuda, he says, similar to what Rav Shua started saying, that Nachon, with the starting point is the Yoshim shouldn't, that the Yoshim, you shouldn't be able to take away from the Yoshim. That's the starting point. Before Tosis began. Before Tosis began, we thought you shouldn't be able to take away from the Yoshim. But then Tosis began, and Tosis said, you should know you do take away from the Yoshim, even though they didn't do anything wrong. The man, the Lekuchis did something wrong, they didn't do anything wrong. So what do we see? We see you take away from Yoshim. So now there's a habit in it. If you take away from Yoshim, even though they didn't do anything wrong, so now, who are the Milval Peh? What should be the difference? Just like Milva Bishtai, you take it away from them, even though they didn't do anything wrong, a code is irrelevant for Yoshim, because there was no code. It wasn't that they protected themselves. They just received this Yerusha. So you take it away from them, even though they didn't do anything wrong. So there was a Havamina. So who are the Milval Peh? You should take away from Yoshim. You're saying to keep it symmetrically, but in Svar, there's no Svar Lachalik. So as much as you're telling me that Milva Bishtai you take away from the Yoshim, because, like we're saying, the Kuchas you take away, so to the Yoshim. So maybe the next stage is that you always take away from Yoshim. Because there's no nafkuminage in a koil or no koil. So maybe you always take away from Yoshim. To which Tosis says, no. Since, in the end of the day, we know that the person that lent it, even for a Kuchas, he wasn't worried about losing his loan. He was completely not worried about it. There was nothing to start with. So if there's nothing to start with, then you don't take away from the Yoshim either. Means in the case of the where there is a Milva Bishtar, there was a Shalaitin of Deres, at least for the Lekuchos. There wasn't for the Yoshim, but there was for the Lekuchos. So we said the Yoshim have the same din as the Lekuchos. When we get to Milva Alper, the only reason why you should be able to take it away is because Shalaitin of Deres. And by Milva Alper, we know there's no Shalaitin of Deres. Not only for the Yoshim, there's no Ten of Deres, there's not even a Shalit Ten of Deres for the Rekuchos, because we see he lent with Ashtar, he lent Milval Peh. So this guy's declared, I'm the Eidah, you should know, I'm happy to lend, I'm not worried about the repercussions. Yeah. Milval Peh, the Malva, when he lent, yeah, by lending without any document, is basically declaring that he's not worried about the defaultment on the payment. He's not worried about that. All right, and if the Lekuchos would sell all their property, he wouldn't be able to have any recourse to get it back. And yet he lent. So he's declared that I'm not worried about losing my money. So if he's declared that way, so then there's no reason to take not from the Kuchos, because he said, I don't care about losing, and not from the Yisraelim. So therefore, there's no Svara to be able to claim from the Yisraelim at all. So in the Seder of Tosis, the Midi Da'ava was to bring it right from Milva Bishtar. That's the Midi Da'ava. Midi Da'ava is right from Milva Bishtar. The Milva Bishtar, you're not Goyva, you should not be able to be Goyva from Yoshim, and yet you are Goyva from Yoshim. Why is that? Answer is, if you find you're going from the Kuchos, you're going from the Yoshim as well. So that's the Aleph piece. Then the places had a Havamina, that if already you take away from the Yoshim, when it's a Milva Bishtar, even though they didn't do anything wrong, then maybe Huadin will make a blanket rule and say, you'll always take away from the Yoshim. Doesn't make a difference, Shtar or Peh, you should always take away from the Yoshim. Answer is that if we see that the Malvis declared he doesn't care and he's not worried about losing his money, there's nothing to start off taking it. So therefore, you wouldn't take away from the Yosha. That's the Shakratarya of Tesis. Would you like me to read it one more time inside? Yes, okay. I got a nod from somebody at the back. Okay, Tesis.
Starting at
Kagoncha Soya, three lines down or here?
Oh, at the beginning. Okay.
Kagoncha Soya Paitiki. The Hashto Govi Miyasvi, you now claim from the Yisoimim, Kamoime Lekech, just like you claim from Lekech. Vavagab de Miyasmi, Loishaech Tamo, Mishum Kolo, even though by Yisoimim. It's not applicable, the reason of Koil. Belikeach, he had that reason. The Keach should have known better. And if he bought it, he was at fault. He was a chutzpah. Yeah, and therefore he loses it. Didagabi did who says tastes regarding did who? Who's did who? He's saying Apeitki, Vilay Apeitki Shove. It makes no difference if there was an Apeitki, i.e., there was a Koil. Or there was no Apeitki and there was no Koil. So why should he be given from Yisroimim? Mikom Akoim, nevertheless, Heche de Govi me Lekuchois, where you are given from Lekuchois, Govi Nami me Yasmi, you is also given from Yisroimim. Medidahave, oh, that's Tosis Yisroim, and that's Tosis Rai. Medidahave is Rai. Medidahave.
That's Rai?
Yeah. Since it is like, Medidahave, a milve bishta. Midi dahave, since it's like a milve bishta. It says the same thing as the aloha of milve bishta. Now what? This is a natus is right. I just told you that you say the kuf is of the same thing. How do I know that? I'm going to bring your eye from elsewhere. Midi dahave, since it is as though as. Yeah, a milva bishtar. The aloha regarding milva bishtar. A is the alif, which is a regarding milva bishtar. The aloha of milva bishtar. Where the aloha there is, govi miyasmi o melekuchois. Milva bishtar, you're gover from yasmi and also lekuchois. I feel that the mandama shibud al abdu aisa. Even according to Mandama holds, Shibud is after Isa, meaning you've really got a right to take away from either of them. You take away from both of them. And Milval Peh, by Milval Peh, what's Aloche? Your Loi Govi, Mimishabdi, Veloi Miyas. Milval Peh, you don't take away from either of them. So now we have to understand, why is it Milva Bishtar we do take away, and Milval Peh you don't take away? Mimeshabdi from fields of Amishubut. Those have a lien. Shibuda, you know what Shibuda means?
Yeah.
It's the same root.
Nothing is that they are the field.
You claim from fields that were Mishubut. Right? If this field.
Is, from the Google.
Yeah, if he sold this.
Why did you take from the Google? Why did he say this?
Okay, what do you take from the Google? What do you take from the Google? You take the field that were Mishulud.
Fields, you're not taking from the field. You're not taking the field. Take the field.
You take it from
the field. He says the export is a Miyas thing, so the comparison would have been.
Yeah, okay. Fair enough. Yeah, it's an expression of Gobi Mishabdi. You say that. Yeah, you're right. You're saying, Lo yigov me mishabdi, but let me ask me. You should have said from the Kuchos. Fine.
This is the standard terminology?
Yeah. So, Bishloima, I can understand, says Tesis, but the Kuchos, regarding the Kuchos, we can make a distinguish, we can
distinction,
thank you so much. Bein alpe le bishtar. You make some time the distinction why the milva bishtar regarding milva bishtar goiva you are claimed from the lekuchois mishum neiles deres because the malve we had to make a special corner in order that the malve should lend And the other will refrain from lending if he knows he won't be able to claim it back. So we made the takana, Mishalnin is deris. And my milval peh, loigovi, we won't go either. We don't allow him to be claimed from milval peh from the kuchos. Why? Mishum deleke koli. Because there's no code. Can I just say not three words? Four words? Or mishtar is a koli. And my shtar, there is a code. So, milval peh, you can't claim because there's no coil. Milva bishtar, you can claim because there is a coil. And since there is a coil, we can now turn on this takono of Shalitin of Dennis. Shalitin of Dennis. We understand it. We can make an inner status in. Yeah, Yossi, now with you. Good. Aval mi yasmi, but regarding Yisoimim, Mali milval peh, Mali milva bishtar. What's the difference between milval peh or milva bishtar? Meaning, coil doesn't play a role. By Yisoimim, it's not something they could have protected themselves or couldn't have protected themselves. They just received it. So, what should be the difference between milval peh and milva bishtar? Right?
Yes,
all the what?
Well, concerned for them, I think about home. What's the difference?
Oh, so once again, if you're going to say that, then it should, if you're concerned for that, then you should be able to claim both from Milva Bishtar and Milva Alpe. Like you just said, if you're worried about Nida Stelis.
Oh, but we see that we're not doing that by Kukos, by Alpe.
That's because they lost money. They invested money. And if you take it away from them, there's no way of protecting themselves.
That was
the reason. That's the chiluk between milva bishtar, milva alpeh.
The Gemara
asked this question. The Gemara asked that we saw in Babas. The Gemara said that if you're worried about nilas deles, so even by milva alpeh, and the Gemara answered, you can't, because the mishum pseidah, the lekuchos invested money, and they'll lose their money without any way of them protecting themselves. Milva alpeh, there's no koyu.
What money did they lose?
The money they bought.
They did. They get that money back or no?
How are they going to get it back? The guy's broke.
Why are we speaking of the guy's broke?
Because he's borrowing money. And he's got nothing to pay back.
Okay, that's the end.
Why is the Malva coming to take away their field?
At this moment, right, he has the first right. Okay, so
the Kuchos who bought it have now lost their money until one day, Mietz Hashem, we wish him a lot of Parnosa, he'll be able to make Parnosa back. That's called Pseid. They invested money, and there's no way of them now going to be able to get this back unless Hashem sends this person special Tiat and Shema to make more money to pay back. Right? That's what the story is. So this Pseid, the Rukuchos are going to lose out. So if the Rukuchos could have protected themselves, so then we can say the rule of Shalitin of Dennis. If they couldn't protect themselves because it's Milval Peh, so we can't say, oh, Shalitin of Dennis, you can take away from the Lukuchos. That's all very good, Kabbalah Lukuchos. Kabbalah Yisoimim, there's no code. They don't have that kind. So what? Even Milval Peh. Right. Tosis here at this stage, because he's going to wear Milval Peh soon. At this stage, he's talking about Milval Bishtar. And Milva Bishtai's got a svara to say that you won't be able to say, you should not be able to take from the Yisrael. And the svara is, like I told you, from Gittin, Gemara Gittin Dabnun, one of the places in Shas, where the Gemara says clearly, a person when he lends money, he doesn't take into account the liver is going to die. In the bottom of the Omad, Nun Omad Alif. He does not take into account the liver is going to die. So there's no Nilas Deres. If there's no Nilas Deres, then you should not be able to take away from these same, even Milva Bishtar. You shouldn't be able to take away from them. Because no need is that is, no reason to start. You, Mr. Malver was happy to lend to the Loiva because he never dreamt the Loiva is going to die. So don't tell me that if you can't take away from these same, he won't lend. It's not true. You never dream that you'll have to take away from these same. So of course you're going to lend. Because he doesn't think that people are going to die.
But at the end of the day, if he doesn't get his money back, it's going to influence.
But he doesn't think he's not going to get his money back.
No, it's
the future. But he doesn't think he's not going to get his money back. So why shouldn't he do that?
If he doesn't get his money back now, what's going to happen in the future?
Well, he's not going to think the guy's going
to. Is that going to be a bad war?
No.
Is that going to be a bad
war? Because. No. No. Because why did he not think in the first place that this guy would die? So just like he's coming down this. Wait, you never had people die?
Now that Matthias is early talking to money back.
On this story, you lost. Yeah, this story you missed it. Sorry, in this story, he lost his money.
Right,
but that's not going to be a reason for next time because if it wasn't, there's no kiddushin. Nothing was nischadish to the malve. The fact that Oliver died is something the malve always knew that could happen.
So then,
and the fact that he did die was a bad muzzle. But that's not going to be a reason why when he lends to another guy, say, one second, maybe you'll also have bad muzzles.
It's a freak accident.
Right, as much as maybe you'll have bad muzzle, then maybe the first guy would have had bad muzzle, and yet you lent to him. If the Malva heard of people dying, not that he's never heard of anyone die. It's like, wow, first time in history of the world that somebody died. He knew that people can die, and yet he was happy to lend to him. Why? Because he thought the guy would live. Everybody's got a chazokas guy. So. The fact that now this person happened to lose his money is not a reason why next time he won't lend. Because if there was a reason, it would have been now as well. So why is it that you can claim? Why is it that you can claim from the Yisoyimim? Why is it that you can claim from the Yisoyimim? That's the cash. No. The Kuchois, you can claim. Another Mishnah, you can. Why shall I tell this? So why is it that you can claim from the Yisoyimim? Because the Svar Shavitim Otenis doesn't apply. A person would lend money even though the loiver might possibly die. You would lend money. So why is it that you can take away from the Yisayimim? Don't tell me Shavitim Otenis. It's really the Yisayimim, right? You must say, yes, you have to take that into account. It's really the Yisayimim's property. Shibuda Lavda Reisa. It's really the Yisayimim's property. If you're going to be able to take away from the Yisayim, it has to be because of Tekonos Chazal, Sheloi Tinal Deris. But that doesn't apply by Yisayimim. Because Yisayimim, the Malva lent the Loiva, not ever dreaming that the Loiva is going to die. He would never dream, it would never cross his mind. So, no reason to take away from the Yisayimim. That's Tesis's Medidah. The answer is that since you take away from the kuchos, you take away from Yisayim as well. Hazal made a blanket rule not to make Yisayim any better than the kuchos, even though the svara doesn't exist because the you didn't dream that you would die. That's why. So it's true. Technically, you're right. Technically, the svara doesn't exist, and therefore, technically, you shouldn't be able to take away from Yisayim. But if we would say that you can't take away from Yisayimim, but you can take away from the Kuchos, then it comes out something interesting, that the Yisayimim have more of a right, more of a koyach, than the Kuchos in Svara would be.
Right?
In Svara would be.
The notion of making no clue, how is that more powerful than the Torah says?
Right. But since Chazal made the Takona, that you can't take away from the Kuchos, even though the Torah says you shouldn't be able to take away from the Kuchos, so that's not after Takanas Chazal. Takanas Chazal was you can't take away from a kuchos. So Takanas Chazal was we don't want it to be the Yisayim have more of a right than the kuchos. Even though Menatoria, both of them the same, right? Menatoria, the kuchos, and Yisayim both the same.
Okay.
Midrabanan, the kuchos are weaker.
The first kind of about kuchos is the benefit of society.
Right.
But how can you uproot something that's the rise of for no particular reason?
The particular reason is, for some reason, which I haven't explained that, I don't really know why, because I want it to be the Yisrael shouldn't be better off than the Kuchos. Why? Maybe it's like Chuchot Lula, people who look at it, permit, when we started the sugya ourselves, we understood there's more of a right to claim from Yisrael more than the Kuchos. Yisrael
mm-hmm.
are basically the father's extension of the parent. The Kuchos, they bought it, they invested money, right? So maybe it's time for a Chuchot Lula, it's time for a joke. You can take from the Kuchos, yeah, you can take from the Kuchos, you can't take from Yisayim, maybe. But whatever the reason, Chazal understood, there was a reason they couldn't have Yisayim better off than the Kuchos. It's like the Lashon of the Rosh. They couldn't have Yisayim better off than the Kuchos. So therefore, they had to say you have the same dinners of kuchos, and you can claim. That's the midi da'avi. Midi da'avi, you find by milva b'shtar that you gave it from the kuchos, kamuvah, but you also gave it from yisayim. Why? So it shouldn't be any different to the kuchos. So that is that. Then Tesis carried on. 1 second. Elavadai. So we're up to the third line. Elavadai. Kol heiche. The grovi me the kuchos. Fourth line now. Mishum neines delis. Wherever you claim from the kuchos based on the svar of neines delis, grovi nami miyasim. You also claim from yisrael. What examples? What examples that you claim from the kuchos? Three examples. Number one is kimoi milva b'shtar. You claim from Yisrael kuchos. Oi milva k'suve b'toyer. A milva that the Torah wrote. What milva the Torah wrote? To explain last time, it means if there's a mazik. One example.
Why is it called a milva?
It's a choy vayo. It's a choy vayo. It's a loan vayo. It's not one because of an agreement we have between us. It's one that the Torah enacted. The Torah said, "Taksuva b'toya." According to the Manda Amar, there's machlekes in the Gemara Kedushin. There's kiksuva b'shtar dom. It's a machlekes, something which the Torah says you owe. Can you take away from the kuchos? So according to the Manda Amar, who says it's like written b'shtar, meaning you can take away from the kuchos. So there also, you take away from the kuchos, and you would also take away from the yisayim. If a person damages somebody and then he personally dies, then the nizik can take away from the yisayim. And number three, oy kishomad bedin. Third example, if they had a court case in Beit and Paskin that somebody's scribed to pay. So again, it's a new example how you can have one person owing another money to another person without a document, but you got psak based in. Then there's also koil, and you take away from the kuchos and muadim from yisayim. Atkan. So there, the Gemara said, Tesis says, then govi nami miyasmi. In all these three cases, you're also goyim from yisayim.
Usually, these cases are on the same code. We're talking about what happened in a specific town for everybody. No. Actually, it happened with
practical rabbinics, that's least from time. Okay, yeah. So now, till here, Tesis read beautifully, and Tesis stopped here. We would have said, thank you very much. Tesis, we understand you. Tesis doesn't stop there. Tesis kind of carries on. This way it got very difficult. Avo milvalpe. But regarding milvalpe. Kevon deluchosh nasis shtar. So one time, what's he bothered about? Avo milvalpe. Now he's got a kasha. He's bothered about something. Avo milvalpe. He's got a kasha. Why is it? By milvalpe, why is it that you are not goyver from yisayim? Now Tesis asks in the opposite way around. Why is that you're not goyver from yisayim? Which is very difficult for us to understand, because until now we've been going in one direction. It's possible you're not goyver from yisayim. And the only reason why you are goyver from yisayim is maybe because we don't want yisayim to be better off than the kuchos. And now Tesis doing a U-turn and saying, no, maybe you shouldn't be goyver, maybe. Why is it that you're not goyver from yisayim by milval peh? Maybe you should be goyver from yisayim even milval peh. And that's difficult because it's a change that's going out the opposite direction. So that's what Mechel Yudah wants to explain. That once Tosis till this word avol, Tosis be mechadish tas a chiddush. The Chazal want a second you're goyver from yisayim even though there's no curl. For that, right? As far as I'm concerned, even though curl is not applicable, that means you're goyver from yisayim by milva b'shtar, even though there's no svar of curl to say that's why you should be goyver from yisayim. So maybe there was takamas chazal because of whatever, they don't want it to be better off than a good one. Chazal said you can always be goyver from yisayim. Curl is irrelevant, so you can be goyver from yisayim. If you can be given from yisayim, then who are the milval pay? Milval pay should also be able to be given. Because there's no difference. There's no difference. Milval pay and milval shtar. There's no difference. So if you're going to tell me for whatever reason you can be given from yisayim, milval shtar, so maybe an extension of that would be you can always be given from yisayim, even milval pay. Says Tosis, you could have had such a svara, but it's not true. Avu Milval Peh, Kivin the Chosh, Loi Chosh, Las Ishta. Since who's Loi Chosh?
The
Malvin didn't care, was not concerned to write a shtar in order to be able to be ligvus from the kuchos, to be able to claim from the kuchos. So he's basically told us he's not worried about it. If you don't claim from your soymin, there's also no nidus delis whatsoever. Meaning, there's no starting point. There's no reason in the beginning here, bechlal, to claim from your soymin. Even if we're going to say that the soymin,
she would have
the rice. But yet we said you can take from these soymin karka if it was a shtar.
Only because of the nidus delis.
But there's no need to status by saying. So he said, because of the kuchos. It's because of the kuchos you can. So maybe there's a new takana. You can always take from your savior. I mean, there's no svar achalik between shtar and milval peh. There's no svar achalik. So as much as you say because of the kuchos, so extend it to milval peh as well. There it says no, because it's by the kuchos, the mavis show that he doesn't care less because it's milval peh. So he's told us you don't even start the whole ball rolling. Bechlal. There's no reason bechlal to worry about nidus delis. There's no worry bechlal to worry about nidus delis. So I think by saying you let them again, let them have it. That's a koishi in Tosis, but that's how Mechilu wants to answer. But the happy thing, at least I felt, was at least I saw that Mechilu explained until the word aval, like we were learning. We suggested that on Thursday this pshat. That to claim even milva b'shtar from yisayimim is a chidsh. You shouldn't be able to claim from yisayimim even milva b'shtar, because the person when he lent the money couldn't care, didn't think that the loiv is going to die. So there's no real reason, and yet we do make a takana. Why? Because we want the loiv and the kuchos in the ocean to be the same thing. That's the end of Tosis. The next part of Tosis, Rachi Purush, was to explain the hemshach of the Gemara. Happy to go over this part as well. Hochi Purusha, now he's explaining the Gemara. Omer Belozer. The Gemara said, Afilo miyasmi.
Where is it?
In Tosis, just the next line. Hochi Purusha.
Oh.
See, hey, pay. Vav, hey, pay. First word in the line is this.
Okay, fine.
Five lines down. Hochi Purusha, Omer Belozer. Omer Beloza, did Beloza say, I feel him, he asked me, Beloy Apeitiki, what, you can take from Avodim, even without Apeitiki. This is Apeitiki, understand you can take from Avodim, why? From Yisayim, why? If there's Apeitiki again, you can take from Yisayim, why? Because just like the kuchos, you can take it away from them, so too you can take away from the yisayimim, because the yisayimim and the kuchos have the same din. Are you going to tell me even without an apetiki? Is that what Beloza said? To which he answered back, if that's going to be the pshat, there can only be one reason why. Is mishum dava kakarka, because then you're saying that the Avodim have the din of a karka. To which he answers, loy mine. It means to take away from him. Take away from him, from the Yosh, from the Lev himself. Pirsh, belay apaytiki. Pirsh, belay apaytiki. Without apaytiki, loy govi elamine. You can only take away the Evet from him. Pray the Gemara. Aparach mine. You must mean, hey! That's a chiddush of Beloza. You can take away from him. From him, you could have taken away anything. Omishan. Papoitiki. Oh, Taki, he was talking about Papoitiki. Regominami, miyasmim, lepopois. Since we're talking about Papoitiki, then Beloza said, you can take away from the Simeon. Just like you take away from the lepopois, take away from the Simeon as well. Inami, that's one teretz. So it means Gemara retracted. Gemara thought, if Nachman thought Rebbe Loza was talking about where it wasn't an apoytiki, and therefore he's asking this kasha. Because had it been an apoytiki, he would never have had a kasha. Just like you take away from the kuchos, you take away from the Yisayimim. So he thought he was talking about with the an apoytiki. Answer Gemara is talking about with an apoytiki. and I use the word mine.
He says loy.
Loy, mine. Why? It's taken not an apetiki, and it meant that you can take it away from the loiva, from the loiva himself. Without an apetiki. From the loiva, you can take anything. That's the next stage of the Gemara. The Gemara asks, you take away from, the Gemara said, you take away from Yisayimim. So no, you can take away from him. You can take away from him, of course you can, no Kiddush. The answer is no, he meant to say, you can take away from the Yisayimim with an apetiki.
The Gemara said, you have to eat with postless and the merging of our words for
it. Yeah. Or Barak Minei, we take away from him. Becholo, or Meshani. And the Gemara answers.
First, is it with the Yasmi?
You want to go back all the way? Okay, Pusha, Amr Belaza, Philip Yasmi, Belay Apetiki. Well, you can take away even from the Yisayimim without Apetiki. Why? Mishum Damke Kauka, because it's got the din of Kauka. That's what Belaza meant. To which he answered, said all the way back, Loi. Hello, Loi, Mine. Pirush, what's that mean? They were talking about Nachon without an Apetiki, Belay Apetiki. Without a petiki, you can't claim only elamine. You can only claim it from him. Only from him.
That's the answer.
Then the Gemara asked, Pariah, today? It's no chidush. From him, you can take anything. You can take even his coat. And then Shani, the Gemara answers, Pa petiki.
He said, no, that's not what I said.
Right? The Gemara and says, no. Apetiki. We're talking about apetiki, and the Met is going with apetiki. That's the first teretz. Come to this first teretz. It's a slight kasha. She said, "Elo." She said, "Elo is going with an apetiki." So a slight kasha. Second teretz gets out of that problem.
Said no.
So no changes.
What change? Is it a conversation between the two of them? Or yeah. Somebody's trying to interpret it.
We know.
Said nothing.
We know what Belosa really had.
No,
so this whole story is trying to get out of Rav Nachman's attack. Right? We know Rav Elazar really held. He held you can take away from the Yosher because the Yosher is like God. But Rav Nachman didn't want to say that. So Rav Nachman is attacking him. What? Even the Anapaitiki? Answered, yeah, no, from him. You're right, with Anapaitiki from him. From him? No, okay, with Anapaitiki.
Right? The Yosher.
Yeah. Yeah. Inami. Or the second test, which will make Yossi happy, Kamavan.
Yeah.
It's not such a major U-turn. It starts off saying, I meant that. When I said minei, I meant that. I meant, inami dekori minei. Avagav dekori inami miyasi. It's called minei. Even though you're thinking from the same, it's called minei. Kivan, why is it called in? Demikoyach ha-loiva. It's because of the loiva, that's why you can take it away from the ocean. She'asoy ha-poitiki, it's the loiva that made that ha-poitiki. It's because of him, kugobi, your goiva. It's because of the loiva that made that ha-poitiki, that's why you goiva. That's minei, you made it from him, meaning from the loiva. So that's what the answer was. So we thought it wasn't ha-poitiki, so it's a loiva minei, it means it is an ha-poitiki. That's what I mean. It's an ha-poitiki, so I'm not saying Elo, that's good for I'm answering. Loi mine, I meant to say mine from the apetiki from the Yosh.
The Yisodim are considered mine?
Yeah, why? Because it was him that made it that you could claim from Yisodim.
Came from him, that power.
Right. Okay, that's the thesis. So at least for Hashem, we've now learned the thesis properly. So now the back to the Gemara, I want to learn a little bit more on the Gemara. The Gemara said, Rav Nachman was very unhappy. You remember why Rav Nachman was unhappy? Rav Nachman said there were three or four people that passed him that you can take away from these. So we had the Ule, we had the Broza, we had the Nador, we had the Badise, and they all passed him that way. And Rav Nachman said, "You better give it back, or I'll take it away from your palace." So why? Why should you take away from the palace? Says Taisa Zilu Adu. Next Taisa. Moshe Vlokitur Vanisha. Ibn Elza held, Ibn Nachman held, that they were taught the Dva Mishnah. Why? Because I'm going to bring you a Mishnah in a minute. So I'm going to bring you a Mishnah which tells you that Avotim have the din of. It tells me. And if a view passing has got din of karkois, you were tovin by mishnah, you have to pay it back.
Only those cases that by mishnah you can take from that.
Yeah. So what's the halacha? The halacha is like this: if you're tovin by mishnah, then you can be goyva. The din's not chal b'chlal. You take it away. You can even claim from the dayanim they made the bad mistake. The whole din goes back. They tovin by mishnah. If they tovin by halacha b'shikra das, then the din is chal. Sometimes the dayanim have to pay back the difference, but the din is chal. Here he's telling them, you better give it all back because the mechir wasn't chal. If you don't, I'm going to be claiming from your apadna. It's called Toyah B'dva Mishneh. You were Toyah B'dva Mishneh. That's all he had. What was the Dva Mishneh? He bore Raya. The what? He bore Raya. Prusbel is chal al karka. Prusbel is chal on karka. It's a dini need karka, but it's not chal on what? Avodim. It's not chalam avodim means avodim. It's not karka. Another din. Then what? Kinin agav. Kinin agav. You can be koyin metatlin agav karka, but you can't be koyin avodim. So you see that what? Well, that what I just said now didn't show us what we want, right? Mm-hmm. I said you can be koyin metatlin agav karka, but you can't be koyin avodim agav karka. That doesn't show us anything because. Yeah, isn't it? Okay, sorry, that's the limited time. We're going to see soon. The right he brings your cry, right? The right he brings is that you can be koine metatlin with karka, become metatlin, koine metatlin with avodim. And you see that avodim has a din of, doesn't have a din of karka. So I've got two halachas, says Ibn Nachman, where you see clearly, Abraisa is saying clearly that avodim do not have the status of karka.
Raisa is the same as
Mishnah?
A
Braisa.
No, because those were said Mishnah.
Raisa says a Mishnah. Yeah. No, Mishnah means something written. Something
written?
No, written. It's nothing written. The Mishnah was not written. Something which was taught from one to another. That's not Shikilada. Something which is received and passed on. So we now have this thesis. I know my sister now. Did you manage to learn this thesis?
No,
you started it? I want to tell you how you should learn it, okay? I should have told you beforehand, maybe. You did it? Okay, so we're going to start it now together. We have a few minutes, 3 or 4 minutes. And I'm not seeing you done. I know a mission. A bryce here. I've got to become a duchtin. In several places, Ashkechon, we find the Mekarkoidon. That it avodim have the din of karka. They don't have a din of metatlin.
For instance, he's agreed to this.
This is Tosfos speaking.
Tosfos speaking on behalf of Rabbah.
Yeah, sure. Sure.
Rabbah's agreed to all this.
Yeah, yeah. For instance, I know if somebody charges much too much for metatlin, then the mekach's not chal. Karkois, in another karkois. You charge a fortune, the maker is chal. One halacha. Another halacha is shvur. The din of moed b'miksas. A person admits and half of the pikodim, and you have to make a shvur. But it wasn't said on kerkois. See, and it also wasn't said on avodim. Ain't I know about avodim? Ain't I know? No, there's no shvur on avodim. Somebody has moed b'miksas on few avodim. There's no din of kerkois. There's no din of shvur. So you see clearly that avodim does have the status of karka. The status of Mary, the hochol le'ayi ela b'midi drabon. Here we're referring to dine drabon. When Rav Nachman said that avodim have a din of mitatlin is regarding rabbinic halachas. Prosbol is a din drabon. Hila was misakin it. Kinyan Agav is a Kinyan Drabonon. So since only Kinyan Drabonon, we're there, Avodim have a din of metatlin. Hashem can you know, it's din d'raisa. Shvur, may the mix is din d'raisa. V'sova, sorry, v'ligvois, miyasmi, v'melekuchois, and this din, v'ayi erab amidin d'rabonon, v'ligvois, miyasmi, v'melekuchois. We're talking about here, din d'rabonon, regarding claiming from Yisrael Melechuchus. V'sava and Reb Nachman holds shibudo lav doraisa. Shibudo lav doraisa means that there's no din toyer to claim from Yisrael Melukuchay. It's all din drabanon. Since it's only din drabanon, so v'loy gavi elam drabanon. You only claim a drabanon, and if it's drabanon, you can't avodim ever din matat. Alini pruzvul v'kinin agav tavenami drabanon and kinin agav and pruzvul kinin agav is also only drabanon. Now Taisa here brings a pasuk which we're going to see soon, which seems to say that kinin agav is derais. Says Taisa is a krada oyim mitzurais, which is what we'll see soon, which is to do with kinin agav is a smachta ba'alma, is only a smachta, is not derais, it's only derabba. Ad kan devi Taisa, as far as we need. The next part of the Taisa we'll come back to when we've done the hemshach of the Gemara. This is as far as we need, because we have to see the hemshach of the Gemara for it, okay? That is good. Till here. The rest will come back to Metzishan while you work, try working out. Yeah? So, okay. That's there. So what's this is telling us? If you hold Shibud Lav Doraisa, then Avodim is Metadim. So Nachman, I was hacking at Ula. Ula, how can you tell me that it you came from Avodim? And how could Naradori and Pompadisa they all told about Mishnah, because the Mishnah said that Avodim got din of Tatlin, all made a bad mistake. Because Avodim have a din of a Tatlin, because she wouldn't drop out, she wouldn't have to raise Avodim have a din of a Tatlin. That's a big kasha. That's the kasha. Stop it, right? They've hit the kasha. That's a big kasha. We're going to have to spend time on it on Sun Tuesday. The big kasha. If you hold Shibud al Abderais, then Avodim is a, that's a Tobit about Mishnah.
Right.
It's Machalikas, Shibud the Dreis, Shibud the Rabbon. So they all, Ula is the big mother of all Shibud the Dreis. Ula, that was Ula there. Ula, Shibud the Dreis, what's a big cash on him? Shibud the Dreis, Avodim have a din of Karaka.
Right.
Avodim have a din of Karaka, and then Avodim.
Yeah, so what was Rav Nachman?
Yeah, that's the big cash.
It's in part of the Dreisian, it's the Rabbon here. It's still holding, he holds it. No,
if you hold Shibud the Dreis, why is it Rabbon?
If you hold Shibud Doraisa by Dine Doraisa,
so
but this you say that here is the legal is
only because you hold Shibud Doraisa.
Oh, because
yeah, Moshe Peretz, I apologize. It seems there were two addresses, and you linked onto the wrong one or the right one. I was linked to the wrong one. Yet, Shem, we hope in future to be on the same page.
Actually, in the future, you should be here.
Yeah, you called it.